Y'all, I am thrilled for today's episode and for this week because I have something exciting to announce. I have officially launched my speaking coaching business. It is official. I cannot believe that this week is finally here. And so if you want to book a coaching session with me and get more in-depth training, we will dive into your specific speaking needs. So if you need to learn how to speak without fear, if you want to figure out how to best reach your audience and know that what you're saying is actually impacting them, if you want to grow as a speaker and develop the skill set that you need to be a confident speaker, then go to sarahfernandez.co. I've also linked it in the show notes below. Friend, go sign up. I am so excited to help you guys out. Alrighty, now let's get into today's episode where we're going to talk about inflection and how to keep your audience engaged and not bored. Alrighty, let's get it. Hey sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. Sis, I have a question for you. So have you ever been in a situation where you are speaking to a group of people and you start to notice that they're kind of slouching, they're yawning, they look kind of disinterested, and then you have this worry start to build up inside of your chest and you wonder, oh my word, are my words not impacting them? Do they not care about what I have to say? Am I boring them? And friend, I need you to know, if that is you, you're not alone. You are not the only one to deal with that. I remember some moments where that has happened to me. And what I've come to realize is that instead of letting that realization of what they're doing impact me and allowing it to deter me from presenting and continuing the conversation, I instead allow that to act as a reminder and propel me to amp up my inflection and my engagement. Sometimes when we speak, and it's something that we've practiced a bunch, and it's just kind of something that we're now saying verbatim, we may forget that our audience is hearing what we have to say for the first time. So there are some things I want you to ask yourself and consider. So why does this topic excite you? What would your reaction be if you were hearing your speech for the first time? Would it have met the goal to inspire, to encourage, to motivate, or to teach and inform? Or did it seem stale and disinteresting to you? Remember that your goal isn't to convince your crowd that you're worth listening to. Your goal is to show them why what you have to say should matter to them and why it will benefit them. When you use inflection, instead of sounding disinterested, monotone, or confused, you're going to sound excited. You're going to sound prepared. And that is going to draw your audience in and get them to want to listen to you. Keep in mind, too, that there will always be at least one person that does not want to listen to you. Not to sound harsh or anything, but it's just the culture and world that we live in. Our attention spans are so short, and that means that we can't stay focused on something for very long at all. And so you might be doing everything right when you're speaking, but there's going to be that person that might just not pay attention. They might want to leave, they might go on their phone, they might look like they're bored, but keep in mind that that's okay. You don't want to get everybody hooked on what you're saying. You just want to get the people that are truly there to listen, that will actually be impacted by the words that you are presenting to them. You don't need everybody's focus. You need theirs. Now, if you're wondering, how do I do it? How do I use inflection? Well, you might feel a little bit silly doing it. You might feel like you are over the top when in reality, you're not. They are typically sitting a few feet away from you, some even further. And so it's harder for them to see your expressions. It's harder for them to see your mannerisms. It is difficult sometimes for them to see the excitement from you and what you're trying to portray. And so what you want to make sure you do is you are adding a little bit more so that what they're getting from you is 80% of the 100% that you are putting out, instead of it being maybe like the 30% of the 70% that you're putting out. Basically, what I would recommend that you do when it comes to inflection is that you want to view it like you are climbing up a mountain. When you envision a mountain, you see the peak and then you see the two bases. The peak is where you really want to emphasize your main point. This is where you want to drive the encouragement, the motivation, the solution to the problem or the lesson that you are teaching. This is where we really want to use our inflection to bring our audience in and to share whatever it is we want to share with them. But we don't just start out at the peak. We have to climb up from one of the bases. And so at the base, at the very beginning of our presentation, that is where we want to use our inflection to build up to that moment. We want to emphasize the struggle or the pain point that is being faced by our audience and that we're going to be addressing later on. But once we hit the peak, we can't just keep being over the top because that's going to overwhelm our audience. We have to come back down, but we don't want to come back to the struggle. We don't want to come back to that heavier tone. Instead, we want it to be more relaxed. We have taken our audience on this journey to the peak. And now as we come back to our conclusion, we want to give them a more relaxed tone. We want to make sure that we are allowing them to take in all of the information and that we are tying it all together. Friend, I challenge you to go over your presentations, go over your speeches, go over your class assignments, and really ask yourselves the questions that I mentioned earlier in the episode. And then from there, practice adding inflection to the points where you believe that they should be needed. And if you want any help with doing that, with figuring out where you should be adding inflection and how, then you can go on to sarahfernandez.co and you can sign up to have a 60-minute coaching call session with me, and we can discuss all of the speaking needs that you have. I can help you out with knowing where to put inflection, creating a speech that truly reaches your audience, and so much more. So if you want more details, it's in the link in the show notes below. All right, enough of the shameless plug. Friend, I would love to take this time to pray with you and to encourage you and to let you know that you're not boring. Whatever story that God has put on your heart to share with the world around you, it's so interesting. Because if God is behind it and He's leading you to do it, then girl, go and do it. And don't listen to the lie that you're going to bore people, that nobody cares, because that is not it. There is always somebody who wants to hear your story. And so if that's the case, then don't be afraid and don't hold yourself back from doing what God has called you to do and called you to talk about. Now let's pray, and then that will be it for this episode. Lord Jesus, thank you so, so much for this time together. Thank you, God, that you are Lord over our lives and that you are an amazing storyteller, that you have created us to share the message of your gospel to a hurting world. And Lord, however that looks like, and whatever way you ask us to do that, would we not hold ourselves back? Would we not make excuses? Would we not assume that nobody wants to hear what we have to say? But would we trust that if you have called us to do it, if you have called us to say it, then there is somebody who needs to hear it. And Lord, I just give you the glory and praise. You are good. And it's in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Alrighty, sis. I'll see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at @sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.